Hi, this is Dave Kahl. Welcome to this podcast for salespeople. Today I'm going to be talking about another of our best practices for effective business-to-business salespeople. And you understand the concept of a best practice. It's a behavior, a habit, a discipline that we find in the repertoires of the best salespeople. And that becomes a best practice. And one of the ways you improve yourself is to identify the best practices of the best salespeople and do what they do. Put them into your routines because, you know, over time, the best practices get the best results. And that is just the way the world works. So if you want to learn to be the best, you do what the best do, which means you study the best, which means you identify the best practices. Here's one. The best salespeople spend a good portion of their work week planning and preparing for sales time. Let me repeat that. The best salespeople spend a good portion of their work week planning and preparing for sales time. Now, let's just think for a minute about sales time. What's sales time? I have a very specific definition. Sales time is the time that you actually spend face-to-face or in conversation, could be over the phone, in conversation with your customers. So of everything that you do in the course of the week, only a certain portion of it is sales time. The other stuff is stuff. You know, it's driving, it's waiting, it's doing other administrative things, it's everything else other than sales time. But when you think about it, sales time, the conversation that you have with your customers, sales time, is the heart of your job. It is the reason your company employs you. You know, if it weren't for that, they'd have a computer doing this. Somebody has got to talk to the customer, and that's you. It is the essence of your job. Everything that you do, everything else that you do, either derives off of or is in support and preparation for sales time. Now, let's just think about sales time for a minute. If you could somehow increase the quantity or the quality of your interactions with your customers, you would certainly see an increase in your results. Of course, doesn't that make sense? Of course it does. So let's just take that as a goal here, increasing the quantity and quality of your sales time, and say, how do you do that? Well, the way you do it is to think about it. In other words, you spend a good portion of your work week planning and preparing for sales time. You can increase the quantity. You know, I've read several studies here recently about how a field salesperson spends his or her time. And the consensus is that the average field salesperson in this country spends somewhere between 25 and 30% of the work week actually talking to customers. So let's say a 50-hour work week, and 25% of that would be, you know, 12, 15 hours, something like that. Those 12, 15 hours that you spend actually talking to customers are how you make your money. Everything else is a derivative of that, but that is the essence. So if you could improve the quantity, just add an hour a week, you would see an increase in your results. And again, how do you increase the quantity? Well, you just think about it. I just had a phone conversation with a salesperson who called me, and he had an issue. He was a senior salesperson, and His territory had grown to the point where he was finding it very difficult to grow it any further, and he was overwhelmed with the administrative burden. What was happening was he was spending more and more time in administration, less and less time in sales time. So we talked it over. He had five or six kids, and we talked it over, and I suggested to him that he find some tasks that he could delegate to his teenagers and make them earn their allowance by doing some of Dad's administration. And we talked it over, and he identified four or five things, you know, filing invoices, I forget what else, but he identified several things that would get him 3 or 4 hours a week. just by thinking about how can I delegate this? Well, I got teenagers running around here. They're getting an allowance. Let me have add to their job list to get their allowance and take the administrative burden off me. Now, that wasn't a flash out of the blue. Actually, it's one of my 10 secrets from my book, 10 Secrets of Time Management for Salespeople. But the point is, he had to sit down and think about that, you know. And in this case, he thought about it with someone else, with me, and we came up to that solution. But the point is, he started the process by thinking about it, and as a result of thinking about it, he found some additional sales time. Now, you can also increase the quality of your sales time by using the same approach. Just think about it. But think about it with some discipline. Think about it with some methodology. Think about it in a regular sense. Here's what I recommend to everybody, that you dedicate during the course of the year a certain amount of time spent planning and preparing. When I was in my first sales job, my manager said to me, Dave, you should spend about 20% of your work week planning and preparing for the other 80. And that's the first time I'd heard that, and I thought, well, okay, I'll do that, because what do I know? You know, he's the manager, he knows better than I do. And so I did what he told me to do, and honestly, I have followed that formula ever since, and it's been a good formula for me. I think it's good for everybody. Here's the cycle I'm going to recommend to you. Yeah, 20%, but that doesn't mean you take every Friday off. It means that you invest dedicated, disciplined thinking time on a regular cycle, on a regular basis. Once a year, I want you to take a 2 or 3 day planning retreat. Yep, I mean, turn off the phone, try not to answer your emails, get your mind focused, get immersed in classifying your accounts, wipe the slate clean, start over again. Who really is the highest potential accounts? Who should you be seeing the most of this year? Create goals, refine your file system, get yourself all organized, develop your strategies for the year, get re-energized, refocused, recommitted once a year in a 2 to 3 day planning retreat. Recommend that to everybody. That's number one. Number two, once a month, I think you should take a half day once a month. Take a deep breath and say, okay, last month, did I do what I said I was going to do? Did I reach my goals? Did I achieve what I wanted to? Next month, what do I want to achieve? How am I going to do that? What are the most important things I can do next month? Where am I going to be every day? Let me lay out my travel plan a month ahead of time. I think you take a half day once a month. Yeah, Friday afternoon or Friday morning, I don't care. Dedicated, focused time in planning and preparing. Once a week. And again, I used to do this Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, but it, you know, whenever, it doesn't matter. Sometime during the week, take an hour, at least an hour, and get yourself all set, organized for the next week. Know where you're going to be every day. Have your samples and your literature and everything together. Get it all together. I had a bookshelf, empty bookshelf, and I would set on the shelf every day. Top shelf was Monday. Next day was Tuesday, Wednesday. Get them all, everything organized, because then I could just implement, you know, just spend some time in deep thought in planning and preparing. Every day, once a day, at the end of the day, not at the morning, but at the end of the day, get yourself all ready for the next day. Consolidate everything you need to do in your to-do list, you know, on your CRM system or on a piece of paper. Get your files, get everything ready for the next day, and then forget it. If you do it at the end of the day, see, there's a reason for that. You do it while everything is still fresh in your mind, so you have all these thoughts still there. If you know that you are ready for the next day, you can be free to enjoy your family and your friends and your leisure time without having to worry about, oh, am I going to remember this? Am I going to remember that? Nope, you got it all down. That's why you do it at the end of the day. And then finally, as a regular discipline, 5 minutes before every sales call to review what you want to do, how you're going to do it, your agenda. Make sure you got everything together. Kind of visualize and imagine the sales call for 5 minutes before every sales call. Now, there's a cycle. Annually, monthly, weekly, daily, every sales call. And when you add all that up, it should come to about 20% of your total work week. And if you do that, you will find that the quantity and quality of your sales time will improve, and you will see dramatically improved results. That's it. Bye-bye.